Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town. Now, I'm your host and producer, Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, January 26, 2023. And on today's show, we're doing the last installment of the Dr. Martin Luther King celebration here on the Slack is Talk podcast. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. Of course, as always, man, this is your boy Jason Slack, a.k.a. Slack is Talk. As always, man, thanks for rocking with me. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it always will be. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. All my day ones, man, welcome in. Welcome back. If you're new to the podcast, where have you been at, man? You know, we going on into our third year now, man. You know what I mean? Y'all been missing out, man. You got a lot of binge. You know how you watch a movie or you watch a TV series and you watch the whole entire series in one night and they call that binge watching? Man, if this is your first time tuning into the podcast, man, you got to binge listen. You know what I'm saying? We 70-something episodes in. So you got a lot of listening to do, man. But in the meantime, follow the podcast. Hit that subscribe button. You know I'm on all the podcast platforms. I'm on all your favorites, man. I'm talking Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. Man, I'm just on everything, man. Stitcher. I mean, you name it. Slack is Talk everywhere, man. Once you hit that follow button, once you subscribe, my new podcast or any new content that I come out with will be delivered straight to your device. And we could just rock out, man. You can listen to it 24/7. All my episodes and all my content will be available whenever. So let's get into some quick announcements. Sad time, man. Sad time. As I mentioned earlier, man, you know, this is the last episode of the Dr. Martin Luther King celebration here on the Slack is Talk podcast in 2023. Of course, we'll be coming back next year, January, you know what I mean? This is an every year thing, man. It ain't going nowhere. But yeah, this is the last installment for 2023, and I enjoyed it, man. I had a blast. I learned a lot, you know, which I'm gonna talk to you about later on in this episode on this new edition. But just learned a lot, man. Like I said, I can't say it enough. Like, this is my favorite, you know, my favorite month. This in February, you know, it puts me on my toes. I have to do my research. You know, I have a lot of older listeners, and they go get at me if I don't know what I'm talking about, man. They go bring it to me, you know what I'm saying? So I got to do my research, and I got to know what I'm talking about when I'm dealing with older people and I'm dealing with somebody that I wasn't alive for, you know? So it brings me to another level, and I enjoy it. I enjoy that challenge. And so far, so good, man. I received all positive feedback. Told that I'd be on point, and I'm just looking forward to it. But, you know, even though, you know, it's the last installment, man, you know, we gonna keep it rolling. We gonna keep the ball rolling, man. February is right around the corner. Our next episode will be in February, and y'all know what that means. You know what I'm saying? It's Black History Month here on the Slack is Talk podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be doing the history with y'all. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give y'all four people that I think was major in the world today, you know what I'm saying? Four people that made major contributions to the society and life, you know what I'm saying? Four people that elevated us, that took us to the next level, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna bring it, you know, I'm gonna do something different. I ain't gonna put all my cards on the table, but I'm gonna do something different, you know? It may not be all four of them, you know, somebody from, you know, back in the day. You know what I mean? It might be somebody that a younger generation might know about. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say about it. You know what I mean? So we doing athletes. We doing everything. You know what I mean? Whoever made a contribution in life. You know what I'm saying? Black History Month on the Slackers Talk. Look out. You know what I mean? Starting next week. In the meantime, man, I hope y'all been checking out the Time to Gel podcast, man. My boy Ty Boyd, man, he bringing it. He bringing it, man. You know, talking about a lot of tough things that's hard for people to talk about. You know, he's talking about things that people normally shy away from. And that's what we need. You know what I'm saying? We need stuff like that brought to the light. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on out here with people, you know, because of lack of communication. You know what I mean? Especially kids, you know. We had a kid, you know, jump off the staircase in one of these schools out here in South Carolina, you know what I mean? So we gotta check on each other, man. We gotta bring awareness to it. And a Time to Gel podcast, Ty Boyd is bringing it, man. Ty Boyd is doing that. You know what I mean? For real. You know, check that out. He comes on every Monday at 8 o'clock. And you go learn a lot. You go learn a lot. You know, a lot of some of it may be some tough love and sad stories. But you go learn a lot. You know, and it teach you to do better. And it brings awareness to the fact that maybe you need to pay more attention to your child, you know, because sometimes they're not honest all the time, you know, with the way things are going. So, like, definitely check out that podcast, Time to Gel. Also, man, one last thing, man, A Vision for Kids, man. Vision for Kids doing big things, man. They got their own television channel right now, you know what I mean, called 40 Vision TV. Check it out, man. We be having live games on there, interviews. You know, we cover graduations, the whole nine, man. You know, so check it out. Like, if you haven't already, like, you're missing out, man. I'm talking about live games. You know what I'm saying? You can catch it live. Of course, you can always go back and binge watch and watch it later on and stuff like that. But just be aware of the schedule, man. Check out avisionforkids.com. That's www.vision. The word vision and the word for, that's F-O-U-R, F-O-U-R, visionforkids.com. Go there, check it out. Check out the television channel. Check out their network. All kind of things, man. NBA 2K schedule. They got a lot of things happening over there, man. Vision for Kids, be on the lookout. Let's get into our social media portion of the show now that we made our announcements, man. Let's get into our social media portion of the show. Monday's question of the week, it was a sports question, man. It was like a sports edition. You know, we switched it up this week. You know, everybody knows NFL is going on right now. We're down to four teams. This next week is going to determine where two teams go to the Super Bowl. So it's do or die now, man. It's that time. You know what I mean? It's the time football fans have been waiting for. Now, most of us, like me, we don't have a dog in the fight. You know, our teams are home. You know, I'm a Jet fan. You know, my team never made it. We haven't made it to the playoffs in 11 years. Don't judge me. You know, don't judge me, man. I'm a lifelong fan. I'm not going anywhere. But most of us don't have a dog in the fight. But the question was, regardless of whether your team is in it or not, which team do you feel like is going to the Super Bowl? Is it the Philadelphia Eagles? Is it the San Francisco 49ers? Is it the Cincinnati Bengals? Or is it the Kansas City Chiefs? Now, this one for me is tough because I'm a diehard fan. You know, I got a rule here on the Slack and Talk podcast that whatever the question is, I have to answer it. But I got to tell you, you know, I'm a diehard fan. You know, when I'm a fan of something, I'm really a fan of that. Like, for real, for real. Like, I'm not secretly rooting for any other team. Now, I may be fans of other, you know, some players on other teams. Just being realistic, like, you know, my team, the Jets. You know, there's players that were on the Jets that play for other teams now. Like, you know, There's not one player that just stays on one team. So, you know, I might be a fan of other players, you know what I'm saying? Like Hall of Famers and stuff like that. I give them their due. So, you know, I'm a Jet fan all the way through. On this one, what it comes down to, you know, since my team is out, I'll just go like with a team that don't have that many fans. Like what I mean is, I kind of said it the wrong way. I go with a team that don't have too many fans that I know. In other words, like it wouldn't be if this team won, it wouldn't be too many people that could brag to me about it. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So my team ain't win. It's kind of hating in a sense. My team ain't win, and nobody else could brag to me about theirs because there's nobody I know that's a fan of that team. So in that case, you know what I mean? I have nothing against Cincinnati Bengals. I'm gonna go with the underdog. I don't think too many people was picking that team. I think they're a sleeper team. I think everybody is, you know, just penciling in Kansas City to win. Patrick Mahomes is hurt too, man. So, you know, I don't know how that's gonna go, but Cincinnati, you know what I mean? I go with them. I know a lot of people is just on the Kansas City bandwagon. I know a lot of San Francisco fans. I know a lot of Eagle fans. Don't really know no Cincinnati Bengal fans. So I'm gonna go with the underdog on that one. My vote is Cincinnati Bengals. And on social media, the winner was the San Francisco 49ers. Most of y'all on Facebook and Instagram voted for the San Francisco 49ers. So either way, some good games, man. We'll see what happens. Earlier today, as I always do, man, I released my Slackest Talk classic films on cue. Earlier today, around 3 o'clock, it was released. And you know what I mean? I do it each and every week. This week, as you already know, because y'all follow my social media, y'all follow my Facebook page, Instagram, and all that good stuff. So you should know what the movie is by now. This week, I gave y'all the movie Higher Learning. Higher Learning was my joint, man. Another Ice Cube joint. Lawrence Fishburne, Omar Epps, Busta Rhymes was in there. You know, it had my girl Regina King. This star-studded, man. Star-studded lineup. And fun fact, like I thought about this for a while now. I didn't really realize like how many movies like Regina King and Ice Cube was in together. That's crazy. I know them two got to be like real good friends, man. Like they was in a lot of joints together, man. This Higher Learning, Friday, Boys in the Hood. I mean, a lot of them. And I know I'm forgetting some, man. You know what I'm saying? Crazy fun fact, man. I don't think a lot of people realize that. But this week I picked Higher Learning. And it has a meaning behind it. Classic movie, you know what I'm saying? Never, don't take nothing away from the movie, man. Everything, directing, the acting, the writing, everything was on point. You know what I mean? It's a real life situation. Things like that were really happening. Still is today, in a sense, which is sad. So dope movie. Dope movie. But the reason why I picked it this week is because it kind of falls in line with Dr. Martin Luther King. And the reason why I say that, like, that's the type of thing that Martin Luther King, like, he taught about and, you know, he fought for, you know, the right for everybody to be able to go to the same college, you know, to be able to stand in the same elevator, to be able to eat in the same cafeteria, to stay in the same dorms. You know, those are the same things that, you know, he fought for. You know what I'm saying? And basically that's what Higher Learning was about. You know, it was a lot of racism in there going on, a lot of like stereotyping, all the stuff that Martin Luther King fought against, you know, and that's why I picked Higher Learning. Classic movie, star-studded lineup, but most importantly, the story behind it. It was a real life story and something that you could resonate with. And those are the kind of movies I'm into, man, like real life situations, you know what I'm saying? Higher Learning. If you ain't see that movie, man, go see it, man. Higher Learning, an Ice Cube joint. All right, you know what it is, man. We took care of our business. We handled our announcements, man. We did our social media portion. Time to jump right into the episode, man. And on this episode, you know, I wanted to talk about last week's episode. You know, that's something that I don't think I ever did here on the Slackest Talk podcast. I don't think I ever, like, recapped the episode on a new episode. You know what I'm saying? So, in a sense, like, we're creating history here on the Slackest Talk. A first. But the reason why I wanted to, like, recap, man, is it's a lot of lessons that need to be learned. You know, I do a lot of teaching on my show, and I actually learned a lesson, you know. I'm not, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King is my man. That's the first guy I grew up, you know, learning about in school. You know, I said that 1,000 times. And in no way, shape, or form, like, do I think I know everything about him. I would never think that, you know, because I wasn't born. I would always believe that it's something that I don't know about, right? But it's like, I learned about him so much in school. And I actually, you know, read books and followed him, you know, the stuff that, you know, I saw on TV and stuff like that after the fact. I did consider myself, like, knowing a lot, if that makes sense. Like, a good percentage, I would say, you know. And last week, I learned a whole lot from my special guest, Ms. McClinton. I learned a whole lot. And while I'm at it, I want to give her, you know, a special thanks for coming on the show. I mean, great insight. Great insight. And I could tell, like, she was this passionate about, you know, the things that we talked about. You know, I could, you know, sense her love for Dr. Martin Luther King. And it was just a wonderful thing, man, having her on the show, man. I just wanted to say thanks. I can't thank her enough. I learned a lot from her last week's episode, a whole lot. When I was going to school, and it still happens still to this day, like, y'all let me know, you know, y'all email me or let me know if y'all go through the same thing, if y'all had ever, you know, went through the same thing. You might learn about somebody as an individual. You know, you might know somebody's individual accomplishments. You might, you know, study somebody's lifestyle, their whole background. And you might study somebody else's background, another person's background, another person's lifestyle. You know, you might study their accomplishments, right? You just study both of them individually. You know, so you study person A and you study person B, right? Both individually, both separately. And both people might be different, but both people might be into the same exact thing. You know, whether it's like a basketball player, whether it's like giving a speech or something like that. And you learn about both of them individually, but you never know how them two interacted with each other. You get what I'm saying? Like, you may never know that them two, like, knew each other. Like, of course, you may think that they know, you might know that they know of each other, but you might not have never seen them interact. You know, there's no evidence of them having a relationship. Like, for example, of course, I know Dr. Martin Luther King. Of course, I know Rosa Parks. But I didn't know that Dr. Martin Luther King was, like, heavily involved with Rosa Parks after, you know, she refused to get off the bus. Like, I didn't know he was, like, leading the charge, you know, in the background and helping out and doing things of that nature. You know, I also heard that he knew about, of course I knew he knew about Harriet Tubman, but I never came across anything where them two interacted with each other. I don't remember that, you know. I knew all these things that took place. Martin Luther King was front and center, right? But I never knew of, like, any kind of, like, friendship or kind of bond or partnership going on between, you know, between them. I saw pictures of Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X together. I know both of them had two different philosophies. Martin Luther King was about love. Even if somebody, you know, hated you, you know, Martin Luther King, you know, still wanted to love that person. Versus Malcolm X, you know, he was slightly different. He was more of like, you hate me, I'm gonna hate you too. I knew about that. So just like seeing the interaction, you know, between two greats. You understand what I'm saying? Like that was very insightful. Like I learned a lot from that. On an entertainment note, I watched this TV show called Godfather of Harlem. And if y'all don't watch that, man, that's a good one too, man. Y'all need to check that out, man. About my man Bumpy Johnson. The show was starring Forest Whitaker. You know, great actor, man. That's the man there, you know what I'm saying? One of the greatest actors, you know, ever. But I watched the show and they on season three now. I've been watching it since day one, you know what I'm saying? Episode one of season number one. So, you know, I've seen all of them. And getting to the point, Malcolm X, you know, the series is about Bumpy Johnson, you know, how he came up and ran Harlem and stuff like that. And Malcolm X is, you know, one of the characters in there. You know, I knew about, of course, I know Malcolm X. Of course, I know Bumpy Johnson. Of course, you know, both of them from being in that, you know, up there in those parts. I know they knew of each other, but I never knew they had like a relationship. I never knew that. Like, I never knew that. Of course, you know, we talking about two people before my time, but I never knew that. Like, you know, Bumpy wasn't mentioned in the Malcolm X movie, of course. He wasn't in no book that I read. That never came up until this TV show. So it's like you never know how, like, you know, the interaction between two well-known people. You know, that was crazy. That was surprising. And the other thing, you know, the whole time, you know, I'm studying Martin Luther King and learning about him. And I got caught up, you know, in his greatness, you know, his speeches and his awards and his contributions and stuff like that. I got so caught up in it that I never really stopped to think about how he got started. You know, was it just like an overnight thing? Was he like a person that was always there behind the scenes and started to catch on more and more and more as time went on? You know, how did it happen for him? You know, and you know, he came up in the church. You know, she provided, you know, Miss McClinton provided insight on that. I don't think I knew that part. You know, I just naturally had a belief for some reason that, you know, he gave speeches and it just started building up from there. You know, people like just started, more and more people started gravitating to him. And, you know, we saw what he became, you know, an icon, a legend. You know, I kind of thought it happened like that. But he already, you know, had the church background. You know, I think from what she was saying, like his father had like something similar, like going on and stuff like that. So that was great to learn. Also, another thing that she provided insight on, and I never stopped to think about. I want to give a special shout out to Coretta Scott King, you know, Malcolm X. I meant Malcolm X. I'm sorry, Dr. Martin Luther King's wife. She went through a lot. She went through a lot, man. She had it rough. Imagine, right? Imagine you having a wife or a husband, right? That's like Dr. Martin Luther King. That's, you know, doing what he do. You know, he's for the people. You know, he's doing something positive. You know, he's doing the right thing. But also, you know that this could get him killed. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you really don't want him to stop because he's doing the right thing. But then you want him to stop because you don't want nothing to happen to him. So I could just imagine, man, how torn she must have been. How, you know, I could just, I can't fathom how she handled that. You know, I can't fathom how, you know, man, you know, just talking about it, just thinking about it. You know, you're talking about, like, torn down the middle. Like, if there ever was a such thing, that's it. Even though it was hard, you know, she stood by him and allowed him to be great and do what he do for, you know, for the betterment of the world today, you know. And I definitely, like, I commend her for that, definitely. But, you know, I can't say it enough, man. Dr. Martin Luther King, he was a brave man. He fought for us, man. He fought for everybody. You know, he fought for people that he didn't know. You know, that's how much love he had. You're talking about one of the smartest people ever. You're talking about somebody who knew what he was talking about, that did the research in and out. He not only knew about his state, he knew about all states. He knew about everybody. He knew about all colors. You talking about, like, normally when somebody give a speech, you think somebody is just, like, talking. You talking about, you know, somebody that's saying a few words. No, like, when he gave a speech, it's a skill. It's a talent. Like, you never heard this man give a speech before, you straight missing it. Like, this a gifted talker. Like, passionate. You hear the passion in his voice. You know, he commanded respect. You stood there and you listened to every word. If it was on the radio or TV back then, you tuned in just to hear what he had to say. You're talking about a master motivator. A master motivator. You know, if you don't get motivated by his speech, it's just impossible. You know, and just to hear him speak is a gift. That's a gift in itself. And he fought for us. You know, he used those speech. Instead of using violence, he used his knowledge. Like, people are more scared of your knowledge and what you know. You know what I mean? It's that gets people afraid. And we got to honor this man, man. You know, we got to honor this man, man. You know, we got to. You know what I mean? Like, January is not enough. It's something that needs to be done all the time because he was that great. A lot of stuff we have today is because of him. You know, it's because of he fought. It's because of his speech. It's because of his knowledge. And this has a special gift today, man. As a special gift, you know, for all my listeners out there. You know, I wanted to do something special. Don't listen to me tell you, you know, because I've been doing it now. You know, you've been listening to me talk about him for 3 years. So not only listen to me, but I'm gonna let you hear it from the man himself. And before I get out of here, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting me on this Dr. Martin Luther King celebration here on the Slackers Talk podcast. This is my third year. We get better and better each year at this. I want to thank everybody who tuned in, you know what I mean, all month long. That's been a blessing. Next week, Black History Month, we'll talk again. Don't go nowhere yet. Here's the man.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yeah. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day with all of God's children. Be able to sing with new meaning, my country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring in windy caverns. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.